All right, this is going to be a comedy show. So basically, Chantel and I are side by side. Here, come in for a second. But I couldn't figure out how to record it on my phone.
So we decided to record it on both at the same time.
Yes, so deal with it.
Maybe. So we're going to pretend like we're in two different places, but we're in the same place.
Yeah.
So. We're recording live, guys, from Texas Authors Con in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. And we came in Thursday, yesterday. And I'm so glad I did that instead of going to work first. And
she was thinking about that.
Yes. And if that case would have happened, I would have gone to a whole other county and drove in today. We did have another author that did that, and he ended up with a flat tire on the way. So he did make it safely, thankfully.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It's so hot in Texas right now, guys. It has been over 102 degrees, 110 degrees, 100.
Yesterday it was 109.
Yeah, it's been really crazy. So people's tires are shredding, like shredded cheese in a bag.
But this is, we're in Dallas, by the way. I don't think we said that. The Texas Author Con is in Dallas. This is my first time here. Were you here last year?
I was not. But this is only the second year they've done it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's been great so far. We've had a chance to meet face-to-face with a lot of the authors that we have interviewed for our podcast in previous episodes. So that's been wonderful.
That's been fun.
And they're not in here right now because they're out there making money while we're in here recording and talking to you.
That remains to be seen. I didn't see a lot of folks walking around.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're watching this, send us a check because we might not make no money.
Y'all know how she is. Cutting up, and I can't stop laughing because I always laugh at inappropriate things. But anywho,
she's saying I'm inappropriate.
Look, we got Jay Mazer here also, and she's been giving me wine all day, so it's a bad combination. Right before we started recording with this, we had a post-apocalyptic panel. How do you think that went?
I think it actually was fun, guys. We had Danny in there. He's been on the show. We had Enigma. He was put on the show. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun. It was a kind of like a realistic view of what you would do if shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't even talk about sex. What the?
I didn't even have a chance to get to it because before I knew it, the time was over. Like, what? I think I probably asked maybe 3 or 4 questions.
Just take over. Listen, rewind, do over.
Yeah, but, you know, okay, it was cool, it was fun. You got a bunch of people who like to talk about.
I did get to say, however, as a female, I'd probably kill a lot of men in their sleep. They wouldn't know that it was me killing them.
And I don't think people really took on to the fact that I said that I would eat Enigma. Author Enigma, you know, he was saying that he would be completely useless.
Because he's a tech guy.
Yeah, and I was like, well, actually, you got a lot of meat on your bones, so you wouldn't be completely useless. I'm just saying, we could eat you.
Now, look, let's just decide that there's a post-apocalypse period. It's just going to be taking men out, and it'll just be us ladies. Think about that. Well, that would make a really hell of a show. Women are mean as fuck. Like,
well, you know, it is kind of interesting because you want to get rid of the threats, right? We want to get rid of men because a lot of times they can be threatened. That's what you're going to be afraid of because they're physically stronger most of the time. But at the same time, because it's like you want somebody to protect
with their little head on.
Yeah. You want someone to protect you and provide for you. They can go out there and hunt and gather, but they're also more of a threat. Like, we might be better off just taking our chances with the animals and and the zombies if it happens to be a zombie.
But if it was an all-female apocalypse, like, what would be happening, ladies? I mean, you would definitely have the women getting together that had their, you know, still had their menstruals, their menses. And they would all be happy, then they would fight amongst themselves. Like,
yeah, I got it. I mean, you know what? That's something that always comes to mind, too. When we talk about all-female society, like, women can be really catty. And I'm not sure I'm going to deal with that either. I think I just kill me, please. Just let me go. I don't want to be around for nobody.
It would be an interesting thing to explore. That would be true.
Yeah.
We should think about that.
Just goodbye.
Because, you know, one of the things, I think we've talked about this on the show, guys, that we do as ladies, we tend to utilize other assets to get men's favor to do for us. Mm-hmm. So if there was no male around, you know, how, and I'm not saying that we could get other humans interested sexually, but
girl, people watching you do this. What are you doing?
Other humans. I'm saying other females. There's other females that would be attracted to them. And that's fine, you know. But they're also, you know, in their heads like, bitch, I don't think so. Because you're just trying to play me. So it would be a whole different, the balance of the world would change.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This was not on our topic list, by the way.
Yeah. We didn't have a chance to go into any of that. But okay, or it wasn't on the list for tonight, yeah. Okay. But speaking of which, wasn't on your list, I know, but I wanted to just for a second go into, I know I mentioned the writer's strike, and now the actors are striking. SAG-AFTRA is striking, and you know we're going to be doing Houston Horror Film Festival next month. So they put out a notice that it would not affect the guests that we have coming to the Houston Horror Film Festival, which I thought was interesting because a lot of the actors have pulled out of panels at this SDCC and other Comic Cons. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I just saw about a second ago that the third Deadpool has stopped production because of the SAG-AFTRA, the actors' strike.
Who can we write strongly worded letters to?
So okay. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Hi, we have
come sit down. You're on our show today.
We're recording anyway. So
we're recording because we always want to get.
We always talk to ourselves and record. Yeah. So we have. Oh yeah. Okay, he's in the frame.
Introduce yourself, sir.
Oh, Beryl David. I didn't know I was going to be on the show. I was just going to check out.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Cool,
thank
you.
Yeah, we're going to have people come in and out and you know,
oh.
Say off,
oh,
run on.
Oh,
so
okay. Well,
you
stay here. Oh,
no, I'm good. Okay. Meryl, tell us, how did you get the idea to do the Texas AuthorCon?
So we've been wanting to do this for a few years, and COVID kind of interrupted it 2 or 3 years ago is when we initially wanted to. So last year, we actually got it going on, and we only had 14 authors last year. We did it at a different hotel in Dallas, and I had 14 authors. We only put that thing together in 6 months, and we still had a pretty decent turnout, and it was a blast. Yeah. So we're like, let's do this again, and let's make it bigger. And so we got the bigger venue, and so we have 55 tables this year, 60 authors, and I literally had to turn like 30, 40 authors away and wanted to be here. So
wow. Yeah. What do you attribute to the growth? That's rapid growth.
I just don't. So you know, so killer. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in Austin. You got the Killer Cons. So there's other conventions, but and I know we've got the one. Was it the what's the one over? Is it over in Fort Worth?
Texas Frightmare. Right weekend. Yeah, we were there.
Yeah. So there's that one too. But other than that, there's not. I don't think up in the Dallas area there's any actual kind of author book signing event type things like this. So I think there's just, you know, there's a real desire to have something like this here. And, you know, DFW is huge. I mean, there's a million people in the Metroplex. So
yeah.
I think there's just a real desire for people to connect with authors and authors to connect with their readers. So
mm-hmm.
just,
nice.
And you're an author also. You want to tell us a little bit about what you write?
Yeah, so I've got a zombie series called Wicked Awake, and that's kind of what started me in my writing path. But I'm getting kind of towards the end of that series. I'm on book 5, I'm going to do 6 of them, and now I'm kind of getting more into the splatterpunk and the more extreme stuff, and I'm just having a blast with that. So I still like the zombies, but the other stuff, it's so much fun because there's no boundaries. You can put anything you want in those mm-hmm. books. So I put my little warning on the book saying, hey, you may be offended by this. And that way, if they are offended, they at least I can say, hey, I warned you.
We warned you. Yeah.
But a lot of people, I think they see that warning and they're like, ooh, this is going to be some good shit. And so,
Yeah, you know, I'm all about the risque and toeing the line and crossing boundaries and offending people.
Yeah.
There's some fun in that.
I mean, when you pick the book up, and it says extreme, it's an extreme horror, or it's a splat, but you gotta, you should realize that, yeah, there's a chance there could be something in here that might be offensive to me.
Yeah.
So don't open it.
Yeah. You know,
if you're that kind of person. But I totally agree.
Do you write full time, David?
No. Okay. No, I have another full time job, so I just write part time. So really it's kind of my hobby. I mean, eventually I'll retire from the other job and then I'll write. But even then, I don't think I'll write full time. It's still just a hobby. I mean,
keep it fun.
Yeah, I like it this way. Where it's a fun thing. It's a release for me. It's therapeutic, and so I like it that way. So
okay.
I'm probably gonna keep it that way even after I do retire from it.
Okay.
Perfect. David, I have a very serious and important question to ask you.
I'm laughing
because Chantel knows every time I ask that it's going to be some foolishness. But anyway, I'm not going sexual yet. Not yet. I'm not going sexual yet.
Yeah.
But David, I want to know. Yeah. Have you watched Insidious? The last one, I mean, the one that's in the theaters now, Insidious 5.
No, not the last one.
Okay. Well, we'll circle back to that.
Okay. Yeah, because we saw Insidious and
Talk to Me.
Yeah. And so we were going to talk about those two, but you haven't seen those.
Yeah, if you haven't seen them, then we'll skip that because we want to keep you here. So, Chantel.
Yeah. I don't even have to say them. I can't. This is what happens when she has wine. You guys, no more.
Chantel, I'm not gonna look at you, but Chantel had some other very important things that she wanted to discuss tonight.
Oh my God! So here's the deal.
And I'm glad you're here, David, so you can be part of this.
Yes. Okay. Here's the deal. My questions are all on my phone, which is recording this.
Oh no!
But some of them were stories. So I looked up this morning strange and weird sexual things that have happened to people in the past year.
And she has not told me in advance, so she wants my raw reaction.
So, and I'm just saying, I want to say yes, this was well deserved.
Hold on. Before we get there, David, we always ask people before they come on our show if there's any topics that are off limits. Do you have any limits?
No.
Okay, let's do it. Go for it.
So this man in Russia. This man in Russia, whom the name is on my phone and I don't remember, was at a bachelor party, and they got all kinds of drunk, and he decided that he wanted to get frisky with a raccoon. That's right, people. I said a raccoon. This raccoon bit his penis off.
He deserved that.
He's totally right. He deserved it.
Did he get consent from this raccoon?
Of course he did not. If he did, it sounded in his alcoholic, buttered mind. I don't even know if they're alcoholic, but you know, he was alcohol-fueled mind. He thought that this raccoon was like, hey, baby. But I don't think that's what was happening.
Right? Okay, was the raccoon's name Rocky?
Now that might have dated her. Most people would say Rocket.
Oh goodness, the one from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, it was not that one either.
Okay.
Did he die in this last
book? Hey, don't die!
I have not watched it. I haven't watched it. You spoiled so many things.
Yeah, and I've already heard.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Well, maybe that's how he died. Maybe he was the raccoon at the party.
Yeah, are you sure it was not Rocket?
I don't know.
You don't know.
The raccoon did not die. The penis came off. And it was unable.
The penis died.
Unable to be surgically reattached.
Oh, so he couldn't even get Lorena Bobbitt's it back.
Yeah, because this is working again, right?
Yeah,
well, sort of. So the last thing I saw about the Bobbitt, he got cut off, right? Yeah. And they back on. Right.
That's the
horror
part.
You think he would be like, yay! And then he decided he wanted to do porn and get it bigger. So he had it surgically altered, and then it only works half the time.
Oh. Now, what have we learned from this?
Remember the Nikes back in the day? You had to push the pump?
I heard it was the pump. Yeah.
But, you know, that would be hilarious. Like, if you were a kid in church and you were in the back of him and you just kept kicking that thing.
Now that is sex and horror if I've ever heard it.
Why is he jumping? What's his problem? That would be great. Yeah.
Wow.
No, but no. Yeah, that was a true story.
Yeah. What was it about the raccoon that really like did it for him?
Or maybe he thought it was Rocket. Maybe
yeah,
he was
the Rocket.
You know. Jeez Louise.
But you're right, why would you choose those claws?
Like, of course it got, he bit it off.
Yeah. Like, you had that coming, man.
So, you know, when he thought he had it coming.
He thought he had it coming. Yeah, but before it was coming.
We're going to hashtag this thing. Because whoever this dude is who's now, what's it called,
Guinness Book of World Records for...
No, it's not a eunuch. When you have no genitals.
A eunuch,
that's what it is. I just added a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he can see our show.
Oh, he is completely smooth now.
Yeah, he's Ken.
It's like a Ken, yeah.
Just in time for the Barbie movie. Real life Ken.
Wow.
So, like, is he looking for a female raccoon now then? Maybe?
You know, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. All guys.
Well, Chantel, that was a good story. What else you got?
Okay. This one is really funny, and I'm sorry.
Because
no. I'm remembering are so inappropriate for poor guys to hear. This one was a female who dated a man in her college years that was a friend of a friend that she had set up with. And he was, like, real particular about her telling anyone that they had any kind of intercourse. And she couldn't figure out what's the issue. He was like this really frail, thin guy, right? And so she's like, okay, whatever. So finally, they decide to do the deed. And apparently this guy was packing this huge freaking penis.
Okay, now like, hold on before you tell the story. Now what is huge?
The girth and the length. She said it was insane. She said it was over 9.5 inches long and like, she said the girth, literally, she was crying because it was so painful. But she said he barely got it in and it shot off. Because I guess he didn't get it often. However, that's not the best part of the story. Why I had to tell the story, and you're going to probably name the episode this, she termed him the Cockasaurus.
Cockasaurus?
I mean, come on, the Cockasaurus. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't original enough.
That's what she called it.
Like, I'm still thinking the raccoon story was better.
Okay, well, it might have been, but that cracked me up at 6:30 in the morning when I was looking this shit up.
Yeah. I mean, Cockasaurus.
Girl, I can't think of any other. I mean, literally, I screenshotted all these things.
Well, I mean, that's. What?
Cockzilla might
have been. Yeah, yeah. But other than that, it's just another story of a man with a huge penis and not knowing what to do with it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay. So he didn't have any stamina.
No, I mean, he kept, like, and this was kind of like the stories I found this one in was in the genre of things not to do that if you do them, your partner is going to not want to have sex. Like, and he kept saying, oh, if it hurts, let me know. Oh, if it's too, like, he kept, like he was so afraid. It was, like, so.
Now, let me ask you this. Was it one of those things where he was working to get in there for so long that he didn't have any other choice but to blow because he had already taken so long to work in there?
She didn't give the details. She just said he just kept worrying. Like, I don't know. Maybe that was his thing, like, to worry.
But I mean, if it took long enough for him to keep saying, are you okay, then he was probably working it for a long time trying to get it in.
She said it only got in, yeah, maybe.
And I cut him a little slack on that.
I don't know, but she was scared.
I kind of get that, because like, if it was that big, he probably had like two hands on it.
He was
probably
holding
like a fire hose.
That's
just it,
too.
Yeah. Stroking himself and like, trying so hard to get it in. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I'm like
firing it off.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If I had two hands on like a fire hose, he probably ended up doing it himself. I'm not speaking from experience.
That was going to be the next thing I was going to say.
I'm just guessing.
Do you know? Okay, let me ask first. Before I go further, do you have a wife? Is she going to be someone that's going to be upset with our line of questioning? Okay, so we're not going to have to delete this episode or anything. Okay.
We've had to do that.
I thought you were going to say,
damn it. It's still going, but we probably have about 10 minutes.
It's going to shut off because I already have low battery and it's draining. But we can switch to yours after this if you have some more left. Okay, like you can record. So you remember, we said we're going to do that. We're going to do it in 30 and then switch. So let's cut this here and then we're going to switch over and you're going to record there.
We're going to try that. I don't think she realizes what she's asking. Thank you for joining us.
Do you want me to try to find somebody else or do you have somebody else? It doesn't
matter. We might be about done.
Okay. Let me stop recording as soon as I figure out how to do it. Right.
Hold on, I got to figure out how to stop it. Oh, there we go.